Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op, Springfield and Wright in Champaign, inside the Illinois Disciples Foundation. Community-owned since 1978, featuring local foods such as Blue Moon Farms organic spinach. Membership is open to all. Information at 352-3347 or on the web at commonground.coop.
This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at WILL.UIUC.edu. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. In this portion of the program today, listeners, a belated April Fool's Day celebration. We're going to feature the political satire of the Capitol Steps. It's the Capitol Steps Politics Takes a Holiday April Fool's Special. Susan Kundrat will join us for a monthly look at nutrition 1 week from today, the 9th of April. She wasn't able to be with us in the studio today, and April Fool's Day yesterday was a Sunday. There wasn't any place in the schedule for the Cap Steps. We know how many people love the Cap Steps in the audience. So we said, how about Monday? And Jay Pierce said, sounds like a fine idea.
Sounded like a good idea to me. Hey, you know what? The pledge drive's over, Celeste. We ended it 7 minutes ago because I got a communique direct from President Bush that public radio is fully funded by the government now, and we no longer have to raise money from listeners.
April Fools.
April Fools. Meanwhile, 244-9455. That would be a kind of a cool phone call, but you know what? I kind of like this association with listeners, that, you know, making listeners a little bit of a shareholder in what we do here, helping us along the process, working together. That sounds like a good way to accomplish it, and we do that when you call 244-9455. We have some incentive today, Celeste. You dug out some Capitol Steps CDs that we'd like to entice people with.
Yeah, we've got a couple of administrations worth of Cap Step CDs. We've got the Bush, our current president, and we've got the Clinton presidency here. A number of CDs. So if you call us in this hour with a pledge, the first seven.
Yeah, because we have seven CDs.
CDs. First seven callers making a pledge for the Cap Steps and the Afternoon Magazine and AM 580 and all the other programs here on the Information Advantage, will send out a CD.
A CD. And you know what we probably ought to say? We ought to probably make that, you know, it would be cool as an $85 contribution. You know why? Because this coming Friday is the 85th anniversary of the very first broadcast of this radio station. So in honor of the 85 years, and how many years of the Afternoon Magazine?
Oh, my. I don't know, because there were a couple of hosts before me. It goes back to
20
the
80s. Years? Henry Frain is signaling 20 years.
Yeah, it goes back to the 1980s.
Magazine. Wow, that's great. Well, call now at 244-9455 and let us know how important this kind of program is to you. And even a little fun with the Capitol Steps. And in recognition of 85 years of WILL, make an $85 contribution, and we will pick one of these CDs and package it up and send it out to you today. And you'll know that you're helping to support a radio station that provides a stage for dialogue in this community. Learning, brain food, service programs like Susan Kundrat, the dialogue that we bring you throughout the weeks on important issues, and even a little entertainment.
Okay, very good. Well, here's the Capitol Steps.
Now listen here, my friends. Can I have your attention, please? Attention, please. If you're not in the race for 08, raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Now observe this, if you will. There's some people from the Hill, and they seem to think they're qualified to run this land. Now, I know you've all heard of Hillary and McCain, Obama and Giuliani, but all of those combined do not compare to the electric thrill you might enjoy when Romney, Richardson, Huckabee, and Samuel Dale Brownback all come to New Hampshire on the very same historic day. 76 unknowns are the candidates, with 110 more set to declare. They run in the state of denial. They're from both sides of the aisle, and most just do not have a prayer.
76 unknowns on the campaign trail, and a lack of a message so disappoints.
Soon we'll see Dennis Kucinich in, and he thinks that he can win, 'cause his name earns the most Scrabble points.
New Hampshire will be crawling soon with candidates. Pollsters watch Dixville, Notch, Iowa, and Guam.
I hope that Al Sharpton will soon join the fray, if DNA proves he is the son of Strom.
Does it seem that every time they're starting earlier? Jump the gun, gotta run, they can't help themselves.
Some of them are losing count. We heard Joe Biden just announced he'll run in the year 2012.
76 unknowns will campaign for months. Is there some way to stop them? What can we do?
If you want to make sure they're late and they never reach your state, we should make them fly
on JetBlue.
From the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C., it's the Capitol Steps, April Fool's edition of Politics Takes the Holiday!
Good evening. I am Russian President Vladimir Putin, here to be making public statement about untimely demise of beloved Russian Alexander Litvinenko. What can I say about Alexander? He was a warm man, particularly towards the end. If I had to sum him up in a single word, I would say that he had a certain glow. As to why he's no longer with us, well, you know, funny story there. I took my problem to the KGB. Said there's this guy who won't agree with me. They took Litvinenko for some sushi and some wine and a little portion of Polonium 209. He grew suspicious when he saw the dish. He said it isn't safe to eat raw fish. They said, oh, don't worry, your sushi will be fine. We know E. coli can't survive Polonium 209. You know, we thought that Litvinenko would make the fast break. His sushi smelled like something dredged up out of a lake. And what's more, the guy who served them was named Igor the Snake. And though he didn't order it, he got the shakes. If I should ask you what for tea or fruit, it's best to bring a radiation suit. And I find it frequently my dinner guests decline. But hey, tastes like chicken. Polonium 209. Polonium 209. Polonium 209.
Is she really supporting him?
I don't know. Let's ask her.
Hey, Susie Q, is that you-know-whose t-shirt you're wearing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's really exciting. Are you going to the rally later today?
Uh-huh.
By the way,
where'd you meet him?
I saw his great convention speech. So young and handsome on TV. You get the picture.
Yes, we see.
That's when I fell for a leader named Barack. Some folks are always putting him down.
Down, down.
They say he comes from the wrong side of town.
What do you mean when you say that he comes from the wrong side of town?
But I know he can be a winner. A
modern remake of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. We all must vote for
a leader like Barack.
Now, Mrs. Clinton, you should be warned.
Warned, warned.
Soon you will play the woman who scorned.
What do you mean when you say that you play the woman who was scorned?
First her hubby's caught with some hot mama. Now she finds her parties in bed with Obama. No Dem can challenge
or beat her like Barack.
And then had a dream. It was the 2008 presidential election, and Barack Obama was the Democratic nominee. Everything was going just great until Karl Rove started in with those darned attack ads.
Barack Hussein Obama? What kind of name is that? Sure, he might not boil or eat your children, but why take the chance?
Look out, look out, look out, look out!
Now I've found someone I can embrace. My friends say he cannot win this race.
I can't believe your friends would talk about his race.
Is Obama black? Not very. Not like Whoopi Goldberg, more like Halle Berry. Still, I hope that someday
it's President Barack.
I'm a private detective. My mother named me Hugh. My father named me Jim. Last name's Bissell. My friends call me Hugh Jimbissell. Well, the recession had hit me hard. I was working less than an employee at a right guard factory in France. And my bank account was emptier than Paris Hilton's underwear drawer. Yeah, my business had really taken a beating since I was diagnosed as a paranoid dyslexic. That means I always think I'm following someone. Some days it got so bad I just wanted to throw myself behind a bus. To make matters worse, my marriage of 6 years had just ended. Sure, she wasn't the best-looking woman. She had a face that could make Stevie Wonder cringe. But she was kind and good-hearted. The kind of woman that would give you the shirt off her back if you needed a pool cover. The final straw came when I said I never wanted to live in a vegetative state. So she unplugged the television and poured out my beer. But don't worry, I got over her. As a matter of fact, I was recently seeing a very nice young woman. Until she closed her blinds. Well, just when I thought I'd hit rock bottom, I got a telephone call. It was the National Enquirer. They had a big assignment for me. They wanted me to find out who was the real father of Anna Nicole Smith's baby. I gotta admit, I've always been a big fan of this dame. Ever since my uncle showed me her first Playboy spread. The high heels, the fishnet stockings, the push-up bra. Could never understand why my uncle made me dress like that to look at a magazine. Well, soon after that, Anna got the reputation of being a gold digger because she married Howard Marshall II. He was 89 years old and she was 26. Well, he tragically died one night while making love. I don't want to say he died happy, but it took two guys to close the coffin lid. After that, she got her own reality TV show, and that's when we all realized Anna may have $1 million face and body, but she had a 10-cent brain. Her vocabulary was as bad as, like, whatever. Soon after that, she was a fatty hawking trim spa, ending up on the cover of every tabloid rag with a constant stream of men. Well, after all my research, it was obvious. The only way we'd find out who the real father was with DNA evidence. Well, to make a long story short, a story came along that was so big, so huge, so earth-shattering that even those involved in the Anna Nicole Smith case were no longer interested. course, I'm talking about Britney Spears shaving her head. So why did Britney shave her head? Well, let's review the facts. Britney Spears knocked Anna Nicole Smith off the front pages. Anna Nicole Smith knocked off the crazy NASA astronaut. The crazy NASA astronaut had knocked off the Scooter Libby trial. Scooter Libby was taking the heat for Dick Cheney. So it all comes back to Dick Cheney. Yes, Dick figures if he can't have hair, nobody can.
And now for the educational portion of this Capital Steps radio show. You've heard of the U.S. attorney scandal, but do you know the players? Tonight's segment is entitled, Get to Know Your Current Government Scandal, or CSI DOJ.
Up on the hill was a Senate chairman, Leahy old Leahy Patrick Leahy. He told Alberto it wasn't fair when 8 U.S. attorneys had to go. Harriet Myers, a White House female, told Leahy, oldie, Leahy, oldie, Leahy-ho. She sent Alberto a bunch of emails. Then Karl Rove, who was not too friendly to Leahy, oldie, Leahy, oldie, Leahy-ho, sure missed the days when Frisk and Wendy, Leahy, 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 ran the show. Unhappy are they, Leahy-ho, Leahy-ho, but here's really the ironic part. What do you call 8 dismissed attorneys? That is what some people call a start. Leahy, Leahy.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Hello, I'm Lisa Nowak, astronaut and mother. I'm a busy gal. Now, I don't know about you, but when I drive from my home in Houston to Orlando for an intended homicide with BB gun and rubber tube, I don't have time to stop for bathroom breaks. That's why I use all-new Depends for Psychos. That's right. So absorbent, it'll hold a whole pitcher of Tang. And you'll be to your intended victim in a whiz. And what if you get caught? You're in trouble. But not to worry, there's all new prison strength Depends. So strong, they'll serve you 10 to 20. That's right, Depends for Psychos, for when your man treats you like number 2, but you feel like number 1. Thank you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans. I gotta tell you, it's been a tough time. As you may be aware, I recently gave a televised speech from the White House Library, where I talked about how maybe time to admit that we've mishandled certain aspects of the war in Iraq. Many Americans were shocked to see me in a library. But you know, I want to be a uniter, not a divider. I want to bring together Democrats and Republicans on this issue. And I've succeeded. They're united in opposition to my plan. Well, the reason I'm here tonight is I need to have a chat with the guy that helps me make plans. He's my most trusted advisor. He's a guy that explains things to me when I don't understand them. And let's face it, that's a not small portion of the time. He's a guy that taught me that FEMA is not a bone in the human leg. He explained to me that an HMO is not someone who's attracted to men. It's true. He taught me that sectarian violence is not a bunch of angry 60-year-olds beating each other up. He's a man I'd like to call my close personal friend, but he asked me not to. You know him as a vice president. We call him Shooter. It's Dick Cheney. Hey, Dick.
Mr. President, I hope you don't mind, but I brought along my former chief of staff, Scooter Libby.
Scooter, I heard that they declared you not guilty.
Well, that was only on one of the indictments, Mr. President.
That's right. He was guilty on four others. And here, have a yummy. Good boy.
Well, see, that just makes me mad. You know, the liberal media focuses on the counts that you had, you know, guiltiness, but they don't focus on the one count you were found more innocent or on. Too bad that Scooter was convicted at his perjury trial.
Made the press forget about Iraq for a while.
I will beg and barter.
You are like a martyr.
All you did was prove that Karl Rove is smarter.
Pardon me, George, the chap who took the fall for you two.
Lying's no crime.
George, I don't want to do time.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
He can't afford to give a pardon right now to you.
Can't you?
My limit is clear. I get one turkey each year.
They said I lied and made some statements that were false and unclear.
That's what we usually call a press release around here.
Your family, so I feel bad.
A Scooter, let me please add, you're like the straight daughter I never had.
Pardon me, George. Don't jail me with a name like Scooter.
Boo-hoo.
That is no joke. They're gonna trade him for smokes.
Isn't a joke, trade me for smokes.
Scooter, my friend, I think you're gonna find that inmates are okay.
They'll treat you just like we did.
Behind you all the way.
All right. We'll see you around there. Good luck with that appeal.
Dick, I have something exciting to tell you. I've been studying this instrument called the piano, and I've learned that it makes sounds. So I've been teaching myself to play a song, and I thought you might want to sing along here. I'm going to play this here.
Heart and soul, I don't have either one. I'm half mold. I never see the sun gladly. My dark side I embrace and shoot old men in the face. Heart got sore, or they said it might go boom, bypassed more than Hillary's bedroom, sadly. George said he finally might spell EKG right, but till my next cremation, I tell the nation, my heart is in an undisclosed location. I sold my soul. Now Satan has the deed, kept my heart. Although I must concede oddly, it's kind of dark and spoiled because it's pumping oil.
Are you tired of getting lost while driving? Are maps too hard to fold? It's time for an in-car navigation system. Just program the beginning address, the ending address, and sit back and relax. But wait, you're saying. I'm bored with those generic voices used on most dashboard navigation systems. Isn't there something more interesting? Well, you're in luck. Our new system uses famous politicians in its sophisticated navigation software. Let's say you need to get from home to work. Why not have George Bush tell you how?
Hi, this is George W. Bush. I firmly believe you are already going the right direction. There's no need to change course. In fact, I would actually suggest you increase your speed and surge ahead. Unless, of course, you hate freedom.
Or maybe John Kerry.
John Kerry here, and I'm not saying you should or shouldn't turn right or left. I'm just saying that maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't.
Wouldn't you enjoy hearing from Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez?
Hello, this is Alberto Gonzalez. Turn around at the next intersection. Don't go to work today because you're fired.
That's right. Our new navigation system lets politicians tell you where to go. Then on election day, you can tell them where to go. It's that simple. Order now. But wait, there's more. We'll include a special Bill Clinton bonus track.
Oh, baby. Oh, to the right. That's it. A little slower. Oh, you're almost there.
Not available in stores.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Nancy Pelosi, first woman Speaker of the House. And as Speaker, I have promised to usher in an era of bipartisan cooperation. So I'd like to get started by getting to know all of you here tonight. Now, by your applause, let me know if you are a Republican joining us tonight. Well, thank you all for taking the night off from watching Fox News. This means a lot. Really does. Now, how many Democrats do we have with us? Well, to all the Democrats, I just want to say, let's try not to gloat. Who am I kidding? Things look swell. Happy days. Tell the states to start marrying gays. Starting here, starting now. Honey, everything's run by Pelosi. Turn the page, set the stage, raise the terrorist minimum wage. Starting here, starting now. Honey, everything's run by Pelosi. Now aren't we Dems swell? Soon the White House is mine. I'll show them well. My running mate will be a stem cell. Things are grand. I feel great. And I won't have to wait till 08. Since I start third in line, Cheney's heart ain't that fine. When we impeach George Bush, I guarantee the most powerful woman this country has seen will be. Oprah.
Ladies and gentlemen, recently Al Gore testified on Capitol Hill in an impassioned plea for protecting our environment and keeping our planet livable for future generations. Now for an opposing point of view.
Well, I read where other countries are down on the U.S., a land of mass consumption, our lives filled with excess. But my daddy wasn't fighting
on Normandy that day. For the right to drive a Hyundai, I refuse to live that way. And I'm proud to be an American who gets just 5 mpg. Though I live alone, the car I own can seat 103. And I'll gladly park so close to you, when you pull out you can't see. No, I'll never trade my Escalade. God bless my SUV. Though the roads may have congestion, at least I'll get there alive. So don't bother me with questions like, what would Gandhi drive? And don't look for me at Starbucks when I need a drink or snack. When I bought this ship, she came equipped with Starbucks in the back. And I'm proud to be an American with a car that fits my rear. The cash I put down could have fed a town in Somalia for a year. If you wanna send me a birthday card, check that address with me. I'll be on the road with my own zip code just for my SUV.
This Capital Steps radio show was taped in front of a really good-looking and pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport. Our performers, who would like to remain anonymous, were Janet Davidson-Gordon, Dolores King-Williams, Mike Tilford, Jack Rolls, Mark Eaton, and me, Kevin Corbett, all accompanied by 4-time Emmy winner Lenny Williams. We'd like to thank our sound engineer, Jim Smith, road crew, Greg Hammond, Paul Tomros, and Andy Foss, and our permanent press secretary, Bill Hurd. The Capital Steps have a new album, Springtime for Liberals, available April 15th. Visit our website at capitalsteps.com for an impulse purchase. We perform every Friday and Saturday here at the Reagan Building in Washington, D.C., and we might be coming to your town. Who knows? For information on all of this or to download new songs, visit our website at capitalsteps.com. Remember, if a scandal happens in the news, you can run right to our website and find out exactly what rhymes with it. Thanks for listening!
And there you have it, the Capital Steps, Politics Takes a Holiday, April Fool's Edition, 2007.
I love the Capital Steps.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Yeah, we get a lot of requests for this, and when we come up to the holidays, and they always have one on the 4th of July, and April Fool's, and Halloween, and New Year's, and people are always asking, when's Capital Steps going to be on? And so we always try to get it on right around the holiday, but you know, April 1st was yesterday, so we went and did it today to make sure we got it.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a good time for you to call and let us know how much you like Capital Steps at 244-9455, 244-9455. That's in the 217 area code. And make an $85 contribution to WILL in honor of our 85th anniversary, which is coming up Friday. And we will send you, we have 7 of these, so the first 7 people who call, and we may have already gotten rid of one of them, but the first, well, we'll still say 7, call and ask you, do you have a Capital Steps CD still left? And we have some of the Bush and I think you said Clinton vintage?
We do.
Mm-hmm. And you can call right now, 244-9455, and as an extra thank you gift today, we will send you one of those when you make an $85 or more contribution, which you can put on your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. And on the serious side, what you're helping to do is you are helping to pay the costs of making the service that you get from WILL, including the Afternoon Magazine, a very unique program, available to thousands of people who depend on it each day throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana, up into the Chicago area and worldwide via the internet. And we know that people listen to it worldwide because we can track where people are listening online and where they're podcasting or downloading the show. You're also helping to make those archives possible. You know, Celeste, how many times have you listened to something on the radio and then it's gone and mm-hmm. you're like, I wish I could hear that again, or what was that they said? You can go online and listen to any Afternoon Magazine program. Shortly after it's broadcast, we'll have it up there as a download, and you can listen to it again. Or you can alert a friend who might not have had a chance to listen to it, and you think it's important they hear what was discussed. This is a very unique service. And I can't emphasize enough, when you call 244-9455 and you make your contribution, you know, yeah, the radio station will be here tomorrow. This is probably heresy to say during a pledge drive, but you don't have to contribute to this station. You just don't have to. That's fine. We'll still be on the air tomorrow. Celeste will still be here. Henry Frayne will be pushing the buttons. I'll still be the manager of the radio station. But here's the thing. Most people listen and don't contribute. And if everybody did that, then we would be in serious trouble. So thanks to the 1 out of 10 who will call and make that contribution. But we'd like to include you in the list, and here's why. Because if we are to continue to offer a service that is different from just the bare minimum, something that excels, something that meets some standards that you value, it does require your participation. 244-9455, you create the margin of difference that you get from WILL that you don't hear elsewhere. 244-9455.
And we hope you'll do it right now, because I want to play some more satire this afternoon before we run out of time. It's a classic routine. Let's just say it's about the power and beauty of radio and the human imagination.
Ooh.
So now's the time to make that call. Get it out of the way, and then you can enjoy another little bit of political satire. Well, satire. Well,
satire.
It's not too political.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful, wonderful
piece.
It's a classic. So that number to call, 244-9455. Join us at that $85 level of support, and we'll be happy, in addition to the member card and the Patterns magazine, we'll be happy to send you a recording from the Capitol Steps. We've got Oh Christmas Bush, Papa's Got a Brand New Baghdad, Between Iraq and a Hard Place, One Bush, Two Bush, Old Bush, New Bush, It's Not Over Till the First Lady Sings. That's from the Clinton administration, First Lady and the Tramp, and Unzipping My Doodah. Those are some
Clinton-era classics. And you can go through the list with the phone operator, and they'll tell you what's left, and you can request one of those at 244-9455. We hope you'll join the fun this afternoon and also support the fun and serious sides of the Afternoon Magazine.
Okay. Now, here is a wonderful reminder of the beauty and power of radio and the human imagination. I will say no more.
And now we'd like to...
Mr. Freeberg?
Yes. Who are you?
I'm Marianne Feimster. I'm 10 years old. I've been sitting in the audience.
Yes.
I've been thinking over what you said about how you're doing this because there aren't any more radio programs.
Yes.
Mr. Freeberg, what's a radio program?
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
It was back in the 1940s, yes.
Back in the olden days?
Yes. There were what we call radio programs, like what we're doing here with actors and live musicians and sound effects men and guest stars.
Oh, you mean like a television program when the picture tube blows out.
And something like that, yes.
What did you look at?
You didn't look at anything. You just listened.
Boy, talk about your radical ideas.
Look, dear, you're just too young to remember, I guess. I'll have someone from the audience explain it. Anybody here remember radio? Anybody? Anybody at all?
I do.
Oh, good. But here's a lady. Here's a lady. Come right up here, madam. Watch your step, dear. Yeah. You do remember radio programs, do you?
Oh, yes, I remember them.
You used to listen to them, did you?
I did as a girl, yes, my goodness. Yes.
For the benefit of this young lady, could you tell us what it was like?
Well, it was, no, dear, I'm trying to remember.
Just take your time.
Well, if my memory serves me correct, we'd hurry to get the dishes done, and we'd all sit around the living room listening to the,
pardon me, what did you look at while the radio was on?
Oh, we looked at each other, kind of stared off into space while Inner Sanctum was on, the Whistler, the Shadow.
Huh?
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Do you know who said that?
Who?
Lamont Cranston, that's who. Compared to him, my dear, James Bond is a think.
But I still don't know what you used for pictures.
You used your imagination.
Your what?
Look, you could do things on radio, see, that you couldn't possibly do on television. My sound effects man and I will give you a demonstration right now.
Okay.
Okay, people. Now, when I give you the cue, I want the 500-foot mountain of whipped cream to be shoved into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will appear overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream with the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them out. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
I see what you mean.
There you go. Isn't that wonderful?
I love that. I never tire of that piece.
That's a wonderful piece. Stan Freberg, of course, and June Foray in that piece as well. 1966, I think, is the vintage there.
I think you're right.
And think of how public radio has changed over the years. 1966, there was no All Things Considered.
Mm-mm. It didn't come till 71.
No Morning Edition.
Mm-mm. Nope, there wasn't. Wasn't half of what you hear. Well, you know, NPR wasn't even really around.
That's
then.
Right.
NPR was kind of created out of this thing called the National Association of Educational Broadcasters. And you know where that started, by the way? Basement of Greg Hall.
That's right
here. Downstairs from where WILL Radio used to be. And WILL Radio turns 85 years old on Friday. First broadcast was on April 6, 1922. And that makes WILL Radio the oldest radio station in the state of Illinois.
And it's got to be one of the oldest in the country.
It is one of the, I looked it up, and, you know, I wish I'd brought that in, because it is one of the 30 or so oldest radio stations in the country. And that is quite a statement to be able to make, that we're still on the air. There were other radio stations on the air before us in Illinois, but not continuously till today. There were some that came and went in the early days, but WILL signed on the air back in 1922 and has been on the air ever since, serving this region. And today, able to make a real difference in the lives of thousands of people up and down the eastern side of this state and the western side of Indiana, and be a real different public radio station, different from the ones that buy national programs and just run them from the network all day. We think the way that our format works is more responsive to you and gives you more access to discuss ideas, to share things with people who are right here in the community. We work and play and have the same concerns that you do in the community, and we try to bring in the kinds of guests on our programs that we think will be relevant to your interests. And when you call 244-9455, you make that happen. And Celeste, I got to put in a hard pitch right here.
Okay.
For people to call 244-9455, because we're at about $152,000 so far in our pledge drive. We need to get to $225,000 by the end of the day tomorrow. We don't have another pledge drive before the end of the fiscal year. This is it. We have eliminated 13 days of fundraising this year in response to your desire to have less of us on the air asking you to give money and more programming. So we're giving you 13 more days of uninterrupted programming this year. But in return, we still have to meet our financial obligations. So a real hefty goal of $225,000 in this pledge drive must be met, because we don't have another pledge drive before the end of the fiscal year. So please call 244-9455. Tomorrow's the last day. This would be the perfect time for you to call to make an $85 contribution, and we'll send you one of the Capital Steps CDs as a way of saying thanks for supporting and letting us know that the Afternoon Magazine is an important program to you.
If this station enriches your life and you have a sense of how it enriches the community life, and if you value the shortened drive,
right,
give us a call.
This isn't the way it has to be. You know, eight-day pledge drives, a network program at which you're battling people on an 800 number if you can even get in and have a conversation with somebody who's on the show. You know, that's the norm. We're not the norm. And the reason we're not the norm is because you support us with your contributions at 244-9455. That's area code 217. And we hope you'll call right now. If you're listening to this as a podcast or online, go to willpledge.org and make a contribution. It's so important that you support this service and do not take it for granted.
Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Station manager, Jay Pierce. 8 minutes before 2 o'clock Central Time. Here's another valuable service. This service of value to another segment of the audience, our agricultural listeners. And here with the numbers, the settlement prices today from Kansas City and Chicago, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Celeste, and good afternoon, everyone. It was a very interesting day at the Chicago Board of Trade. This morning, there was very strong speculation about whether or not the nearby corn contracts would ever unlock and do some trading today. Well, they surely did. They came off their limit down moves. Not quite as bad by the end of the day as they were when they started. We'll go ahead and look at the particulars. Meanwhile, we also noted that corn and soybeans are now crops headed in different directions. The spread, the ratio between December corn and November beans now widening out to 2.22 to 1. I wonder what the trade is trying to tell us about what to plant these days. Let's go ahead and look at the particulars. We'll begin in Kansas City, where May wheat had a high price on the day of $4.55, a low of $4.33, settling at $4.45.5, down 11. July, a high of $4.54.5, a low of $4.33, settling $4.51.75, down 8.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat, a high on the day of $4.38, a low of $4.12, settling $4.28, down 10. July, a high of $4.51.5, a low of $4.26, settling $4.42, down 11.75. September, a high of $4.68.5, a low of $4.40, settling $4.54, down 15. December, a high of $4.78.5, a low of $4.53.5, settling $4.69.75, down 8.75. March 2000.